India sends 44,000 crypto tax notices, finds 104 mail are hidden. India's Income Tax Department has issued more than 44,000 notices to holders of virtual digital assets, VDAs, and traced roughly $104 million in undisclosed income to crypto activity, according to a report from the Economic Times circulated by Wu Blockchain on June 14, 2026. The action targets taxpayers whose declared returns did not match the on-chain and exchange data the department now collects. The scale is the story. India runs one of the largest retail crypto user bases in the world, and a 44,000 notice sweep signals that data matching, not random audits, is driving enforcement. India's tax department widens its crypto dragnet. The notices flow from a mismatch between what taxpayers reported and what exchanges filed. Since 2022, Indian platforms have been required to deduct a 1% tax at source, TDS, on VDA transfers, and report those deductions. That reporting created a paper trail the department can now reconcile against individual returns. Where a person moved size on an exchange but reported little or no VDA income, a notice follows. The 104 million figure refers to income, the department says, went undeclared, not the tax owed on it. Recovery, penalties, and interest sit on top of that base once cases are assessed. The flat 30% rule reaches card spending too. India treats crypto unusually harshly compared with most jurisdictions. Gains on VDAs are taxed at a flat 30%, with no allowance for offsetting losses against gains and no lower bracket for small holders. The 1% TDS applies to the transaction itself, separate from the income tax on any profit. That design matters for anyone who spends crypto rather than just trades it. When a crypto card converts a token balance to rupees at the point of sale, that conversion is a disposal. A disposal can crystallize a taxable gain even though the user only meant to buy groceries. Spenders in India, who treat a card as a simple payment tool and never log the cost basis of the coins they spent, are exactly the profile a data matching sweep is built to catch. Stablecoin balances soften but do not erase the problem. Spending a stablecoin like USDC or USDT usually produces little or no gain because the asset is pegged, but the disposal still has to be recorded, and the 1% TDS logic still touches the underlying transfers on Indian venues. Enforcement is tightening across Asia. The timing places India alongside a broader regional move. Japan's 20% flat crypto tax bill cleared its lower house earlier this month, replacing a progressive rate that ran as high as 55%. India is pushing the opposite lever, not cutting the headline rate, but sharpening collection against the existing 30% regime. For holders, the through line is the same in both markets. Tax authorities now ingest exchange and on-chain data directly, and the gap between informal record keeping and official filings is closing fast. The era when crypto income could sit unreported because nobody was reconciling it is ending in the region's two largest economies at once. Market conditions add little cover. Bitcoin traded near 64,400 Sindhimtus as of June 14, 2026, up about 1.5% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 21, fear. A flat to soft tape does not reduce a tax bill on gains booked in earlier, higher-priced disposals, which is often where back-year notices land. Practical steps for holders facing a notice. A notice is a request to reconcile, not an automatic penalty. The practical response is to assemble a complete transaction history. Every buy, sell, swap, and card-triggered disposal with dates and rupee values at the time of each event. Exchanges operating in India can usually export TDS statements and trade logs that match what the department already holds. The harder cases involve self-custodied activity and card spend, where no exchange filed on the user's behalf. Holders who spend directly from their own wallet carry the full record-keeping burden themselves because there is no custodian generating a statement. For those users, the lesson from this sweep is to reconstruct cost basis now rather than after a notice arrives. None of this is tax advice. Anyone holding an Indian VDA notice should work with a qualified local tax professional before responding, since assessment timelines and penalty exposure depend on the specific case.